This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Attackers, at least five involved in this, three at the airport, Mika, two at the metro. We knew about those three, right? And one of them is the target of the manhunt. Still this morning, as we checked with officials here, they have no idea who that person is. They have that picture that we've seen many times. They continue to do these raids and will continue to do throughout the day. They don't know who that is. Now they're saying two attackers at the metro, one of the Bakrawi brothers. The other one has now been seen on video, which we have not yet seen, but we are told there was a second attacker who was at the metro. The picture you're looking at now is the man who is on the run from the airport. The one at the metro, they don't know whether he's dead or alive. It's possible there are two people on the run. They don't know that. They have simply identified a second attacker at the metro. In addition, at the airport, police tell us this morning they found a Kalashnikov rifle. The reason that is significant, it's something that's been known to be used by this terror cell. In fact, Ibrahim Bakrawi, the older of the two brothers, when he was arrested 6 years ago, it was a Kalashnikov rifle he aimed at police in the middle of a robbery. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison, but that was 6 years ago. We're not quite sure how he got out. All of this bringing together the ties between Paris and what happened here just a few days ago. We now know, for example, that Salah Abdeslam, who was arrested on Friday, planned to be part of these attacks, police believe, but he was arrested, and that these attacks may have been moved up because of concerns by the remaining members of the cell that police were onto them, that they were very close, and they needed to do this quickly or they might be stopped. So, breaking news this morning again, five attackers involved in this, at least one of them for sure on the run. The second one, they're still trying to determine whether or not he died in that blast at the metro.
News story, you know, as to what's happening there from Brussels, as reported on the Morning Joe on MSNBC with Morning Joe and Mika. Well, I'll tell you, you get different reports and a different feel for what's going on. I mean, yesterday we talked about there was a sense of defiance there in Brussels that people, you know, much the same way in the United States after 9/11, you know, people wanted to really kind of, you know, rise above it as quickly as possible. But by the same token, it is a process. I mean, you've got some people that are grieving, people that are still in shock that their city is so vulnerable and they've been attacked like this. And they're looking to their, their security forces to say, you know, guys, where are you? And then, and I got to imagine there in Belgium, Scott, I mean, it's got to be a bit disconcerting for the folks, you know, when they hear their own security people say, look, hey, we're doing the best we can. We can't follow up on this. Even though, you know, in this case here, they're trying to follow up on five additional associates with this bomb blast, these two bomb blasts that took place this week there in Belgium. And then on top of that, supposedly there's a jihad or an updated report that you've got something like 400 terrorists that have been unleashed across Europe, and they're saying, hey, go have at it. And all in, and with all this big package and this their umbrella, you've got ISIS saying, hey, we're the guys that are creating all this havoc, right?
Definitely, and obviously the fear is warranted. I mean, you never want to have the people that are saying that they're protecting you and in charge of your protection to all of a sudden say, hey, we're not really sure what happened here, and you know, you need answers in moments like this. It's the same thing that happened here on September 11th. We needed we needed answers. You know, as soon as we started getting answers, things started to get better.
Yeah, but unfortunately, in this fast-paced age in which we live in, when information is as fast as a tweet, We're hungry for information. We demand information. You know, as you've heard me say before, we're the only generation, I believe, stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. We just can't get it fast enough, and so then we get ourselves in trouble.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez Live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Ed Klein to be with us, an American author who has written about the Kennedys, Hillary Clinton, and most recently, President Barack Obama, but certainly even more recently is Hillary Clinton in his best-selling book titled Unlikable. Ed Klein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, great to have you here to give us an update on one Hillary Clinton. The FBI seems sure, we understand, that Hillary Clinton broke the law. What do you say?
Well, my sources tell me that the investigation is still going on, Bill, so we can't say they're absolutely sure, but inside the FBI, according to people I speak to, they feel rather confident that this months-long investigation will result in some recommendation by the FBI to the Justice Department that Hillary be charged. Now, we don't know on what counts. It could be on gross negligence in the handling of classified documents. It could be lying to the FBI. It could be a pay-for-play when she used her post as Secretary of State to do favors for foreign governments that contributed to the Clinton Foundation, which would be considered a crime. It could be many, many different things. But before they get to that, and this is the point, they have to depose under oath several people, including Hillary's closest advisor, Huma Abedin. And they haven't done that yet. So, according to my sources, the Justice Department is near to impaneling a grand jury, which they haven't done yet, and calling Huma Abedin, number one, to testify about what she knows, and she knows an awful lot, and then other Hillary advisors, and maybe then eventually Hillary herself. So I think we're several weeks and maybe even 2 or 3 months away from a conclusion of this case.
And, of course, we get closer and closer to, the November election, the longer
That's
this
right.
drags on.
And
the potentially
nominations in July.
Yes, exactly.
So we don't know whether the confusion here and the unique quality of this whole thing is, will Hillary be indicted? And if she's indicted, will she be indicted before the convention? Will she be indicted after she's actually the nominee of the Democratic Party? And if so, will the Justice Department actually go ahead and prosecute the Democratic Party nominee? There's a lot of questions hanging over all this.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime? I mean, we're talking the Democratic Party is unraveling potentially, you know, and they keep saying, hey, look at those Republicans, those crazy things are unraveling for them. You know, a potential brokered convention, you could go to the Democratic convention and have your candidate behind bars.
That's right.
I mean, exactly. this could naturally give rise to a third party just by default, you know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing to me as a long, long, long time journalist, I've been in this business as a journalist, I hate to tell you how long, but decades, is that if you pick up the newspaper today or look at the TV shows other than Fox News, you hear all about the chaos inside the Republican Party. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, blah, blah, blah. Convention, contested convention. No one, except maybe Fox, and even Fox not very much,
exactly,
is talking about what's going on inside the Democratic Party, which is even more severe because we're talking about criminal charges now. We're not talking about, oh, we don't like Trump or we don't like Cruz. We're talking about a woman, Hillary Clinton, who, in my view, and in, I believe ultimately in the view of the FBI, will have actually committed crimes against the federal statutes. I mean, this
exactly.
is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I agree with you in terms of Fox, because they barely touch on it, and it's almost, I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, Trump's in-kind promotion that he's been getting, but Hillary has been, you know, she's been walked through this whole process, and you keep wondering, you go, okay, when are we going to find out about this? I mean, you know, here's the New York Post. Even the New York Post has to come out and their big headline, shock report, the FBI seems, the operative word seems, sure that Hillary Clinton broke the law. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, we had the announcement that her IT guy, the guy who was in charge of setting up her personal email, that he was given a get-out-of-jail card. And I wonder if Uma Abedin is going to get the same thing.
I think she probably will. In order to get her to spill the beans, I think they will give her immunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is my guess. This is, I'm not guess based on reporting, but still a guess, that they'll give her immunity. But she may even lie under oath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. The people around Hillary, the Huma Abedins and the Cheryl Mills and
uh-huh.
Jake Sullivans and so forth. It's like a cult around her. These people have devoted their entire lives to seeing her become president. And they may be willing to even go to jail for her. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Because the truth is, if people around her told the truth, in my view, and this is now based on years of my reporting, there's no question in my mind that she did favors for foreign governments that donated to the Clinton Foundation. There's no doubt in my mind, based on my reporting, that while she was Secretary of State, she was raising money for the Clinton Foundation, which is a definite conflict of interest and a crime.
Yeah, President Obama called her out on that.
Yeah, and no doubt in my mind that she was grossly negligent in the handling of national security secrets, including the very top secrets of the National Security Administration, the CIA, and all that. You know, my friends in the intelligence community throughout the Washington, and there are about like 16 different intelligence communities or parts of the community, they're all very, very upset by this because this is their life's blood.
Exactly.
Secrets.
Well, you know, just Peter Schweitzer's book alone on the Clinton Foundation, Ed, that is pretty indicting. How do you deny these examples? I mean, you know, President Clinton, he's averaging about $70,000 to $80,000 a speech. She becomes Secretary of State. Now he's getting, you know, $3.5 million a speech. And the only difference is she's the Secretary of State. I mean, this has quid pro quo all over it.
That's right. Absolutely. No question about it in my mind.
Well, we've got more to discuss with the author of Unlikable, New York Times best-selling book on Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk more about the things that you're not hearing on other stations and your television set as well, for that matter. So it's a privilege to have the one and only Ed Klein with us, and that conversation will continue here on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure that you make a note and tell your friends that we're now coming to you 3 hours every day from 9 to noon on this GCN radio network. So spread the good word. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Coming.
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean. So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, speaking of Spanish love songs, Ed Klein is with us. Ed, you know, this is an incredible time in history. We've got... Brussels being attacked, the headquarters, for all intent and purposes, of the EU, and and the whole, you know, European Western alliance there being attacked. These bombers now saying, supposedly the word is out that 400 additional terrorists have been sent with marching orders to attack Europe. Meanwhile, we have a president that's hanging with Raul Castro, taking pictures in front of Che Guevara's monument, and now doing a tango on the dance floor. And you've got the rest of Congress and other senators, even those on his side, saying, "Hey, buddy, we need you back home here." And he's going, "Wait a minute, I just got one more dance to finish here. What's all this about?"
Exactly. The band is still playing down in Latin America. Exactly. Well, you know, any president who wasn't an egomaniac the way this president is and thinks that whatever he thinks is right takes precedence over what anybody else might think or care about would, of course, cut short his trip and gone back to Washington and taken over as commander-in-chief and try to coordinate a response to this attack. You know, what occurs to me when you talk about this, Bill, is something else. I'm Jewish, and I don't think of myself ever as a bigot, but I must say that when you realize that all of these attacks in Europe and everywhere else are coming from the Muslim community, and people are saying that Donald Trump is awful by saying, "Hey, let's stop this immigration by Muslims until we can straighten things out," it's not as though the world is being blown up by a whole variety of other kinds of people. I mean, it is a problem inside of Islam. And
exactly.
It is a problem inside these Muslim communities. And under Michael Bloomberg, the previous mayor of New York, who did a fantastic job as mayor for three terms, the New York City Police Department was tasked with surveilling Muslim mosques to make sure that if they picked up any kind of indication of terrorist activity, that they could nip it in the bud. Now, under
exactly.
the current mayor, de Blasio, who's a big left winger, that has all stopped. And it's almost an invitation to terrorists to plot against Americans here in this country. So even though Donald sounds like he's an extremist, you can understand why he's coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
Why this president, who's down in Latin America, in Argentina, having a woman wrap her leg around his leg while they're doing a tango, and the rest of the world is being blown up by Muslim extremists, that there's something wrong. There's something we're not doing right, and that we better get our priorities straight.
Well, Ed, it's amazing when you look back at America historically. I mean, look what happened after we were attacked by the Japanese. Mm-hmm. Arguably, you could say, did we go overboard? Well, we protected the security of this country, and we qualified people to make sure that we understood who the good and the bad guys are. I mean, here, conversely, 70 years later, we've thrown all reason out the door. And this is why America is so infuriated, number one, because they understand their national security has been compromised.
Yeah. Right.
The other thing, Ed, that I'm hearing, and I'm sure you're hearing this as well, is for the first time in people's lifetime that you and I are aware of, and we've both been around for a long time, people are afraid they're losing their country.
Exactly. Absolutely. No question about it. And this sense that political correctness and multiculturalism and all these things that we're supposed to, embrace, take precedence over our own safety and the direction of the country.
It's killing Europe. And here we see, we see examples, whether it's in Michigan, in New York, other conclaves that are going on where some cities have voted to, ignore the Constitution and now accept Sharia as the rule of law. This is in America. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, you're right. And if we need, I couldn't agree more with what you just said, and if we need an example of where we're heading, take a look at Brussels.
Yes.
Take a look at Paris. Mm-hmm. That could be America 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or even sooner. That's why Donald Trump is doing so well. You know, you could say Donald shoots from the hip and he says things that sometimes sound embarrassing and that he could be coarse and crude and blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is he is articulating what's in the hearts and minds and souls of many Americans who fear that, as you just said, that we're losing this country.
Exactly. Well, Ed, I want to get back to Hillary and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton made some statements this week that, wow, you go, what is going on? Was he being genuinely honest, you know, for the first time in a long time, talking about the Obama administration? And when he speaks of the Obama administration the way he does, Hillary is part of that. And when he talks about the malaise and the way these past 8 years have been run administratively, he indicts his own wife, but then he tries to walk it back.
Well, you're right. And there's this kind of an untold story that I've been developing in my reporting for my next book. So I'm giving you kind of a preview of what's going to be in the next book. And that is that this long-time marriage between Bill and Hillary Clinton, that was always, of course, a marriage of convenience and politics and more business than anything else, in recent months has begun to fray or crumble, in a sense, in that she's not listening to him when he gives her advice. They're living even more separate lives than they lived before. He feels that she's gone way over to the left, Bernie Sanders-like, which is something he doesn't agree with. He can't stand Obama, Bill Clinton can't, and she, in her campaign, has embraced Obama completely. And so this marriage, which has been a powerful driving force behind the Clinton dynasty, is not working anywhere near as well as it used to work.
Well, Ed, you know, you look at the polling, you see what she's doing. Of course, you know, Bernie is her competition, so you could argue, say, well, that's not much. But it's still scary when you think of it. An out-of-the-closet Democratic Socialist is getting the following that he's getting, and people don't even understand. I mean, a lot of these young kids, they don't even understand socialism. It's just what they've heard in college and think, well, surf's up, sounds good.
Sounds good, makes them feel good. It's,
you know, until you tell them, you know, that hard-working A that they got has now got to be redistributed. It's now become a C. Then they start, and they go, well, that's not fair. Well, welcome to socialism, buddy.
Right? That's very well put. And, you know, this even scarier thing to me is, let's say, for instance, that Hillary does get indicted and is forced to drop out. Who are the Democrats going to turn to? Or is it the word whom are the Democrats going to turn to, if you want to be grammatically correct? And the answer to that question is, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden anymore, because Joe is really out of it. They're going to be turning to Bernie Sanders. And if Hillary drops out, you're going to have a avowed socialist as the head of the Democratic ticket. And that, of course, we've never seen in the history of the United States. And it says it's a very sad comment on where the Democratic Party is gone.
Well, you talk about blowing things up. That could potentially blow the party up, because then at that point, they got to really understand what a Democratic Socialist is, even though, maybe by then, Debbie Wasserman Schultz might know the difference. What do you think?
maybe she'll at least have somebody write a little speech for her to explain the difference, if there is a difference, by the way.
Well, Ed Klein, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. It continues to be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. We appreciate the breaking news as well, and a little preview to your next book. Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ed. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off the radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America.
He's going to bite them in the rear end.
Right. If you were in the Oval Office with the president tonight, and he said to you, what should I do? Am I doing enough? Your answer is what?
My first thing would be get back to the Oval Office, because this is a problem that we have that we have to come to grips with. My first thing with him would be we have to organize ourselves much, much better than we already are inside of this country. And we have to make sure that we have the leadership involved that needs to be involved and has the authorities to basically do what they're being asked to do. When our military, our intelligence, our other resources that we have to keep coming back to the National Security Council and to the White House for Mother May Eyes, nothing will happen, Greta, and it's just not going to happen on the speed that these guys are operating at. The enemy that we're facing are operating at a much, much higher speed today, both in social media and in the world of cyber, as well as tactically on their battlefield. Brussels is their battlefield. Paris is their battlefield. San Bernardino is their battlefield. We don't look at it like that. We have to do that. So that's the first thing I would do is tell the president that. And then we can start to figure out what we need to do internationally. But we have to get our own house in order first.
Well, you know, that's a good point. It's like what we were talking about with Ed Klein, is that, you know, the call for the president to come back to the Oval Office and be on top of what's going on. I mean, after all, this was an attack on the headquarters of the EU. And now we're told 400 terrorists have been given marching orders, and they're scrambling across Europe right now to wreak more havoc. This is Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. It is just about 26 minutes before the top of the hour. And it is time for Jeff Kemp to be with us. Jeff, of course, former NFL quarterback. He is also the vice president and a catalyst for helping others with family life. Jeff Kemp, always good to have you with us. Happy Easter. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, we're coming up on Good Friday, which sounds like an oxymoron, but what an amazing sacrifice that the Lord has given to us to make Easter possible.
You know, Jeff, I've been saying for quite a while here that, you know, when people realize and understand the significance of an empty grave, there is a question that has been, you know, echoing through the ages that remains to this day. And that is, now what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. It's like kind of, you know, like if it was Christmas morning and there was an amazing array of gifts underneath the tree for each of us, and we looked at it and said, wow, that's nice. That's really nice. And then we headed out of the house and went to work and went on with the rest of our life, but never opened those gifts. Never put those clothing on, never played those CDs, never enjoyed the gift that someone had sacrificed for us. It wouldn't change our life, and it wouldn't change the world. And you and I are living in days when there's too much selfishness, too much anger, too much criticism, too much abuse, and you know, tragic behavior. Obviously, there's terrorism and evil. But the answer is to accept that amazing gift of love that God has made for us.
Exactly.
You're right. What are we?
And hopefully, Jeff, we can see that. I mean, that's the deal: is that it's not only the gift, but the gift giver. What God has given to us. I mean, if you were the gift giver and you gave something to somebody and they never opened it, how would you feel?
Well, the gift in this case is not all the gifts around the tree. It isn't my health. It isn't a good marriage. It isn't healthy kids. It isn't a house with a 401k and you know, a car and a chance to travel. The gift is God Himself,
mm-hmm.
who loves us, who is the best father ever, a perfect father.
Exactly.
And His Son, who wants a relationship with us, who wants to change that kind of selfish DNA in us to become an unselfish and loving DNA. And I know, you know, you and I aren't all the way there, but we're on that journey, and we're different than we would have been, you know?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And once you're on the journey, you don't ever want to go back, really, you know? Hey, Jeff, I want to talk to you about your latest video, and you're facing your Blitz series. You talk about throwing the perfect pitch. You know, the fact of the matter is that sometimes we get disappointed by people, and sometimes we're frustrated by certain people. Break that down for us.
Well, you must be a baseball dude, because you called it the perfect pitch. I call it the perfect pass.
Perfect pass, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry, I exposed myself. You're right.
The story was being a practice.
It still works, though, doesn't it?
And of course it does, yeah. The story was in practice one day when Joe Montana threw a pass to Jerry Rice, two Hall of Famers in practice, and the ball hit Jerry in the chest, and he ran for a touchdown in practice, and Mike Holmgren, the quarterback coach, said, great, great throw, Joe. And the Hall of Fame, you know, coach who's now deceased, Bill Walsh, looked at Mike and said, that's not good enough. That's not a good pass, Mike. It's got to be 1 foot in front of him, not on his chest. It's got to make it easy for him to keep running. We can't have it bounce off his shoulder pads, and we can't have it slow it down. The standards need to be higher than that. And so then I go into the explanation that in pro football, quarterbacks are throwing perfect passes to receivers so receivers can succeed, and receivers are catching anything thrown near them so quarterbacks can succeed, and offensive linemen are sacrificing and blocking so the others can succeed. The point is, the quarterback holds himself accountable to a high, high standard of throwing the ball well to the receiver to make the receiver's job easier. And the receiver does the same toward the quarterback. But if we had, you know, only high standards for how people treat us, then we're going to be disappointed. We're going to be sad. We might criticize them. We might hold on to some bitterness. And we're going to sit around like small-minded consumers. That we will do so much better if we think about, how can I throw the perfect pass to someone? How can I say the right thing to my wife? How can I say something to my daughter right now that blesses her? How can I respond in this work situation in the way that gives others the best chance to succeed? But rather than always wanting it to be our way and then criticizing others when they do it. So just
exactly.
Flipping the tables, expecting more of yourself than of others.
And this is counter the culture, as you mentioned earlier, Jeff, you know, what is happening in our society today. This is counter. When you see things that happen in Brussels, it is sobering to help us realize that maybe it's not all about us. And we need to meditate and have, you know, as the Bible calls it, that Salem moment on these events so that we draw from it, you know, the eternal perspective, don't we?
Well, you know, a long-term view of things always helps you make better decisions. And secondly, if you remember, it's not really about you. There's a God who made us, and he made us to operate in a certain way. And when we run the show ourselves, we really mess it up. But when we let God be in charge, that leads us to patience. That leads us to kindness. That leads us to turn the other cheek. That leads us to courage that will stand up to defend someone else, not the small-minded bravado that argues with people and gets defensive and wants to, you know, slip off the person who cut us off on the freeway. Our hearts need to be changed. And if our hearts get filled with love, then we're able to love others. And one by one, we can make the world better. You can't fix the whole world. It's obviously got its huge flaws. But you can fix your part of it. You can make more peace in your home. You can bring more peace to your workplace. You can coach your Little League team in a way that gives kids without parents some love and some dignity and some value and some honor and some identity. We can treat people who disagree with us with respect and work harder to explain our principles rather than just attack the people that are holding those principles. So that starts with love, and that starts with God, and that's why you want to hold yourself to a higher standard to serve and love and relate to other people.
And what you're pointing out here, Jeff, is that it is about relationships. We're not our own island. This is the way God created us, is to interact with one another. And as you say, the key to great relationships and thriving in life is to demonstrate high standards in how you speak and treat other people, right?
Yep. And, you know, a simple way for all of us listeners to keep that in mind is just ask yourself the question today, am I an investor in other people or a consumer? Yes. Am I an investor in relationships? Or am I all about me? And Jesus was not all about him. He was about us. He considered us and our needs before his own, and he sacrificed himself to serve. We should model him to be investors.
Again, and that's the gift that awaits us in that empty tomb, and hopefully you find your answer this Easter Sunday. Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback, vice president, catalyst for helping others with family life. Jeff, as always, happy Easter. Thank you so much. It's 19.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer.
Well, we know what that sound means. It's time for Steve, the movie guy. Yes, from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. The one and only Steve, the movie guy, Evans, is with us. Steve-O, Zootopia, number one. Divergent, less than what we expected. We thought it would do at least $40 million, but fell a little short last week.
It did fall a little short. These movies usually open in the number one position, but Zootopia took it, making a ticket last week and making about 37.2. Well, Divergent, they split this third film in half. A lot of people not happy about that. I mean, we have part two of this particular movie coming up next year. So, yeah, not doing what they had hoped, and maybe the whole thing is running out of gas.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner with Miracles from Heaven. She did a great job in that movie, by the way. She really was terrific, and a great story about Christy Beam and her daughter.
And it's wonderful. Based on the book, of course, getting good reviews from CinemaScore. Their exit poll getting like an A- review there, and the reviews from the critics have been good too. We have Easter weekend coming up. This is a faith based movie. You'd call it that, right?
Yes, it is.
So it should do well this weekend. Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane was number four. That's made about $45 million so far. And Deadpool continues to roll. It's made about $341 million in this country alone. So there you go.
Amazing.
I happened to see a movie, by the way, last weekend called Eye in the Sky, which is a smaller film, terrific film, starring Helen Mirren as a military officer in command of an operation that was supposed to capture terrorists. She's in command of drones over in the Middle East, and it's a really an interesting movie, which really takes a look at the implications of modern warfare, where you have somebody out in the middle of Las Vegas controlling a drone in the Middle East, and the collateral damage that could occur, and the moral decisions that they have to make. You know, it's like a video game for these people.
Mm. Well, it is. You know, have you seen those the actual compounds where they show these young people managing these drones like this? And it is. It seemingly, it looks like a video game, but I mean, this is for real. You know, the kind of power that they're able to control here. And of course, Helen Mirren. We love Helen Mirren to death. And probably with the announcement this week that you got 400 jihadis going across Europe We may have to, you know, send some drones there over there, I guess, you know, with Helen.
I don't know. This is starring Alan Rickman, who, you know, passed away not long ago. This is his last film and his last performance. So it is a terrific movie. I would recommend it if you get a chance. Well, of course, the big one this weekend, Batman versus Superman, the Dawn of Justice. I had no idea that these two had a falling out. I mean, we have two beloved superheroes.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Kind of crazy.
What did one of them find out that one likes Bernie more than Hillary? What's happening here?
Well, I don't know. It's the political season. I'm really not sure exactly you take a look at the trailer, and it's a little difficult because it's kind of a matchup between God and man. I think that's what they're trying to build it as, because we have Superman with godlike powers. You know, he's from another planet. He can fly. He can leap over tall buildings in a single bound. And then you have Batman, who is immortal, and he's rich, but he has a lot of toys, but he's not quite godlike. So anyway, here's the deal. Fearing the actions of Superman are left unchecked, Batman takes on the Man of Steel, while the world wrestles with what kind of hero it really needs. With Batman and Superman fighting each other, a new threat, Doomsday, is created by Lex Luthor, played by Jesse Eisenberg, and it's up to Superman and Batman to set aside their differences, along with Wonder Woman, which makes an appearance here. She is played by Gal Gadot, who's an Israeli actress, always welcome in any movie I might be attending. She joins the band to stop Lex Luthor and Doomsday from destroying Metropolis, which, by the way, I wouldn't buy property in Metropolis. It always seems to be going through some urban upheaval, you know?
Yeah, what's going on there? I mean, you know, hey.
Not a real peaceful place to live. Anyway, only 33% of the critics are recommending this. New York Times says it's kind of a long trailer with teasers for upcoming sequels, including, of course, the appearance of Wonder Woman. That will be one of the sequels, I'm sure, that will follow.
I got to tell you, I love the merchandising, the logo, everything. I mean, I think it's very cool.
Well, it's going to be huge. They think it might make as much as $150 million in this country alone this weekend, maybe $350 million worldwide. It's opening on 35,000 screens. It's going to be big. And if you're a comic book fan, this is a matchup that you can't miss, you know, Batman versus Superman. So, you know, here's what one critic says. He says, this is A.O. Scott. He says, the studio has, in the usual way, begged and bullied the critics not to reveal plot points, and I wouldn't dream of denying you the thrill of discovering just how overstuffed and preposterous a movie narrative can be. But they will show up. If you're a comic book fan, this is one to see.
Well, we'll have to see, Steve-O, if they've stretched the brand here a little bit much here in pitting these two superheroes against one another, because you got to suspend reality just a little bit.
Well, this is going to be, this is Warner Brothers launching a huge franchise, and we're going to be seeing this sort of thing for many years to come. If this one works, then it looks like it will. What about My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, huh? Did you ever see the first one?
Of course. I mean, you know, we all have our spritzer, our Windex there, you know. Didn't you get your commemorative bottle of Windex there from the first Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Well, it was an amazing story back in 2000 because it was a small picture that just caught fire. I mean, it was out and just continued to build. It ended up making, I think $250 million before all was done. It is actually the highest grossing romantic comedy of all time, and it was written by Nir Vardalos and made all kinds of money back in 2002. Critics not crazy about this. I'm not sure they were crazy about the first one either. Only 26% are recommending, but Nir Vardalos stars alongside the entire returning cast of favorites. This film reveals the Portokalos family secret that will bring the beloved characters back together for an even bigger and Greeker wedding. Okay, we have the original cast, Nir Vardalos, John Corbett, Michael Constantine, Lena Kazan. So there you go.
You got people dancing. You know, we went through this the last time. Everybody started dancing, throwing plates, and spraying people with Windex. I mean, you know, hey, why not? Maybe we're time for that again, I guess.
What could be wrong? Yeah, hey. Right. One critic's saying it's a nice movie, not a good one, or a well-made one, or a smart one, but a nice one. And I think that probably captures it there. So if you're looking for a nice movie, that would be it. Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Mm. Here's an interesting film called Get a Job. And I say it's interesting because if I were to tell you, Bill, that we have a cast including Miles Teller, right, who was big in Whiplash,
right.
Anna Kendrick, Up in the Air, Perfect Pitch, 1 and 2. Bryan Cranston is in this movie. He just was nominated for an Academy Award for Trumbo. They all star in this comedy about making it in the real world. Nobody is recommending this. Zero critics are recommending this. This is about
that's
life.
Because all our kids have been told they don't need a job. You know, it's all about us being social. I'm sorry, I keep bringing it to the politics, but you know, so here we are. Well, this is antithetical to the movement. You know, where you know you're not supposed to have a job. You're just supposed to be taken care of. So
I guess I don't know. You are trying anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Life after college graduation, it's not going quite as planned for Will, played by Teller, or Jillian, played by Kendrick. They find themselves lost in a sea of increasingly strange jobs. But with the help from their family, friends, and coworkers, they soon discover that the most important adventures are the ones that we don't see coming. Check out this trailer. It looks like a better movie than the critics would lead you to believe. I wouldn't recommend it unless I actually went to see it, but Get a Job looks like it has potential out there
exactly.
This weekend. I used to play country music years ago.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
Well, country disc jockey, not an actual.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. My first radio job was at a country music station.
Well, if you ever played country music or around that world, you know that Hank Williams was like the high priest of countrydom. He was like this legendary character. Well, you have a movie called I Saw the Light, which is the story of country western singer Hank Williams, whose brief life created one of the greatest bodies of work in American music. Now, this film chronicles his rise to fame and ultimately his tragic death, and the effect that his fame had on his health and personal life. I think he died at the age of 29 in a car accident and left behind these great songs. The critics aren't nuts about this. Only 23% are recommending. But I checked out the trailer. I've seen it in the theater several times, and it looks really good. I mean, it looks like it's, you know, from an art direction standpoint, it looks like a terrific film. You might want to check it out. If you're a country music fan, maybe you want to see this weekend, I Saw the Light. Finally, we have a movie that the critics do like, and it's called Born to be Blue. 81% are recommending this one. This is starring Ethan Hawke as legendary jazz great Chet Baker, whose life is reimagined in this particular film. And for those of you who don't know, in the 1950s, Baker was one of the most famous trumpeters in the world, renowned as both a pioneer of the West Coast jazz scene as well as an icon of cool. But in the 60s, he was all but washed up. His career and personal life in shambles due to years of heroin addiction, which certainly will take its toll. So in this movie, Robert Boudreaux zeroes in on Baker's life at the key moments in the 1960s, just as he was attempting to stage a hard-fought comeback and spurred in part by a passionate romance with a new flame. Ethan Hawke is getting terrific reviews for this. It is a depressing movie, but it's well done, and 81% are recommending it.
Well, it's the price of being the icon of cool, Steve. You know that.
I guess that's the price you pay. And Fastball's a Doc Quickly, which is about the fastball, which I wish we had more time to talk about. But it's,
well, we got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, it's a look at the primal battle between the pitcher and the batter and how difficult it is to hit a ball traveling over 100 miles an hour. It looks like good stuff. That's what's happening, Bill.
Boy, there's lots of great great choices. We'll see what happens between Batman and Superman, huh?
I guess so. It's the battle to see this weekend, it appears.
Hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Make sure you bring plenty of popcorn. You got it. Steve-O, the movie guy, Evans, with us on Bill Martinez Live, 3 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.